Hey guys, this is Dan Whalen. Thank you for listening to the Buffering Podcast. Coming up next is episode 60, which was taped on November 13th, 2012, in the Wheels Brewing Co. studio in Minneapolis, Minnesota. And for that episode, Adam and I were joined by Katie Best and Mayanna Preble, and we had a really tangent-heavy conversation. It was really fun. Didn't do a lot of talking about streaming stuff, but it's still a great episode. Definitely check it out. Lots of random conversations to go with it. Definitely check out the mic check for this week, too, because it went places. Check it out. But before we get to the episode, a couple things I need to plug. First, you can find the Buffering Podcast online at bufferingpodcast.com. There you'll find photos of our guests, an archive of all of our episodes, bonus tracks like mic checks and games we play after the show, and articles that Adam and I are writing, and coming soon, new content. Not going to talk about it yet, but stay tuned. You can also find us on Twitter at Buffer Podcast. There you'll get updates about when the show's being released and when bonus tracks are available, photos, things like that. You can also find us on Facebook, facebook.com/bufferingpodcast. Same kind of stuff. Follow us on Twitter. Like us on Facebook. Do what you want. Listen, subscribe. It's great. You can also find the Buffering Podcast on iTunes by searching for Buffering, my name, Adam's name, or any of our guests' names. So, lots of ways to find Buffering online. Subscribe. Send us messages. We love that stuff. Suggestions for games or topics that you want to hear about, things like that, let us know. We will respond. But here is episode 60 with Katie Best and Mayanna Preble. Enjoy the show.
Taken over eventually and privatized and blown to shit, and here we go.
Hooray!
Hooray!
So welcome to the podcast.
Yeah. The very political angry podcast for some reason. It went from sexy to angry like
angry
that.
Yeah. See, that happens.
Angry,
Dan,
sexy, 20
something. There is angry sex.
I don't know.
That's on there now.
I've never experienced that, so therefore it doesn't exist. It's I think therefore I am. I experience therefore it is. So in my world is a really great world. There's no pedophilia or adultery or
bestiality.
Ass rape does not exist either. It's pretty nice.
Katie bestiality.
Again, go back and listen to the mic check.
Yes. Yeah, so
we just downshifted into the philosophy part of the program, didn't we?
Well, yeah. That's what makes the show fun, is we're diverse and educated, so it sounds smart too.
Indeed.
Don't open our mouths.
Gotta shoot for something. Okay, so we need to switch off of this topic. So, Mayanna, to give context to all of this streaming stuff that we usually talk about, what services do you use? What do you use, anything to watch videos specifically, listen to music specifically, stream at all?
Okay.
The stream in your backyard doesn't count.
I was going to say, I do have a stream in my backyard.
It'll be frozen soon. Thanks, Minnesota.
It is frozen. Well, since getting back to Minnesota in January, not much. We're still at my folks' house.
Right.
So we use their satellite and love the DVR. But due to the current employment, I don't have money to buy any streaming services. And when I get home, I have no desire to be in front of a screen.
Yeah, the office life kind of does that unless you can be at a distance.
This is the first job, per se, that I've had that I've ever been tethered to a desk. So I spend all day with technology. So now I've actually switched my media over to the Hennepin County Library and checking out books.
You're reading.
Something I haven't done since, like, high school.
Well, you know, since high school, you haven't lived in Hennepin County, so...
No, but I didn't read at all.
I know.
Except for when required to by school.
But fair.
Yeah.
I've been averaging like a book a week, sometimes two.
Damn. I just got into reading, and I've gotten through 2 chapters.
Way to go.
It's been a tough week.
I've also taken to hiding during my lunch hour to read.
That's something that I do, because I escape my current reality into a book and will be known to disappear.
And I've...
Not like Alex Mack.
I've become torn whether or not I want to explore books on CD.
Oh, the audiobooks. Or is this books that you just put into your laptop or something?
No, like audiobooks for driving into work, but I feel... Because my commute's about 20 minutes, mm-hmm. which, depending on the book, could get me through a chapter, but I don't want to have to be then...
Cliffhanger the entire day until you drive home.
And that just doesn't set a good tone to going to work.
So if you're considering audiobooks, how far away are you from even considering something like an ebook? Like avoid skipping the library, mm-hmm. having some sort of rental system.
Well, and actually the library does a great service now that if you have an e-reader mm-hmm. or an iPad, if you are a Hennepin County resident, you can check out their ebook collection under the same terms as a standard library book. So you get it for 21 days. It automatically is removed from your e-reader bookshelf at the end of it. You can choose to renew it. They have so many licenses that they can hand out at a time.
Yeah.
So some of the books do have the wait list like you would have for a physical book.
Hmm.
And I've done that for a couple books that the wait list for the hard copy was, you know, just extremely long. And for some reason, the digital copies were shorter.
Mm-hmm.
So I did that. But again, I spend so much time in front of a screen. I like the opportunity of having a different distance and not having the resolution rate of the screen.
Right.
And since I can't even afford Netflix right now, getting an e-reader is...
out of the question.
Out of the question, unless Santa's very nice to me, and I highly doubt that.
There is an alternative to Netflix that is free called Crackle.
Yes.
And that one has... I mean, they're not the greatest movies in the world or TV shows, but they do have an interesting library. And, of course, there's also Hulu. But, again, once you're done with the desk, then it's get some distance from the screen.
Yeah. Well, and Dave and I still have such an expansive movie collection.
Yeah.
Anyways, we, since getting back, we have confirmed that we have the entire Disney line of all of their feature-length movies.
Animated or live-action? Okay, because we got into a debate on Sunday at the house, and it was Emily claimed to be a Disney expert, and then we all started grilling her on live-action stuff, and she's like,
no. We have the full animated lineup, you know, in terms of the ones that came out from Snow White to... I don't think we have Home on the Range because...
Why would you?
It was a bad
That's
movie.
Not real Disney in our book.
I agree.
But, you know, we do have Emperor's New Groove, Brother Bear, and some of the other newer ones. And, you know, we have other movies, so it's just we don't have to explore anything else. And then with the DVR, we can watch the few TV shows we want when we want.
Right.
So I don't even explore Hulu because...
You already have access.
I recorded NCIS tonight, and I'll watch it either 10 o'clock or tomorrow.
Yeah.
And in terms of other media, I haven't consumed much.
Hmm.
I've been preoccupied since March with my other job.
Kind of, yeah, that whole working thing tends to get in the way.
That working thing and... Music, I haven't expanded my music library in years. Which I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, because I haven't been impressed with any music.
Hmm.
I did try listening to the radio again.
And what'd you think?
Well, I learned yesterday that Love 105 is taking over for W Light in terms of our Christmas station.
Oh,
really? They were playing Christmas music yesterday.
Oh, you know what? I think I figured that out last year.
Well, no, W Light just changed.
Well, but they were
formats.
Playing,
it, formats. Yeah.
But they were playing Christmas music last year. I had to figure out which station to put on at the store last year. That's why I know.
Well, doesn't Cool 108 do the same?
Well, everybody does, but Love 105
starts early.
Is the early bird now.
Did you see the Nordstrom sign?
Yes, they put the one that they say they don't let holidays skip each other.
Right, and they won't put up any Christmas decorations till after Thanksgiving.
Really?
Yes. That's been their policy for years.
That. Except for the fact that all their employees are going to have to work Thanksgiving to put it up by Black Friday. You guys realize that, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that sucks.
Well, yeah. I assume that if they have to work on Thanksgiving, they're getting
they're
going to
get double half. I mean, they're going to get like time and a half, but all of their employees are going to have to work on Thanksgiving to get stuff up by 6 a.m. or whenever they're going to open on Black Friday.
But the people who have to set up are the people who don't have to work on Black Friday.
That's true.
And so there's a trade-off, one or the other.
That's true.
So then you would just delay your Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah.
Or you do it earlier because it's probably like an overnight.
True.
And I mean, it's a dinner. Like, yeah, it's a really nice time for people to get together, but it's just a dinner, so that can be kind of...
But for a lot of families, it's time that you get together and you see each other and people come from out of town.
You can focus it to a different day.
It's kind of like I've always wondered why New Year's
depends
has
on how
to
big
be
your family is.
You know, December 31st, because technically we are at a new spot than we were last year at this time. So you could celebrate New Year's any day you want.
Huh. Well, I mean,
you and I have had this debate before.
Yeah.
It's all about the number change. That's what matters.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's just because we've all agreed on the same calendar, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
We could decide that...
Why is Thanksgiving on Thursday?
Yeah.
It would be much easier if it was on a Friday.
Or a Sunday.
Yeah, but then there used to be that whole...
No,
because
then you're
going
to be in a turkey coma.
For Thanksgiving, there used to be that four-day weekend, essentially, with Thanksgiving included.
Oh, see, I forgot what a four-day weekend is because I have to work Black Friday.
That's the thing. It's so many corporations have stopped using the day after Thanksgiving as a paid holiday as well, or anything like that. Well, now offices are open and doing business that day.
Well, and what's odd is my current place of employment, full-time employees, which luckily I became one in June.
I was like, yesterday?
No,
June. Where's this going?
Full-time employees get Black Friday off. Part-time and under have to work.
Oh.
See, that makes sense.
And we are not a retail location.
Interesting.
But everybody else is off, which means that they could come into your office. You're still kind of a service industry.
We don't get people to come in. We just have to then call people and try to convince them to let us show their house.
Oh, that sounds horrible. Nobody wants to get that on Friday after
Thanksgiving.
Well, but at the same time, you're home if you're not shopping.
Or you're asleep.
You're probably asleep because you were shopping earlier.
And you have guests, and so how are you going to get grandma off the couch and grandpa away from the Lions game so you can show your house?
Oh, that day?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was like scheduling stuff, not just like...
No, we are open for business.
Oh, man. Okay, that
luckily,
makes...
Luckily, I don't have to work that day.
Makes 10 times more sense.
Yeah, that makes a lot more sense.
I was like, scheduling stuff's okay. It's like, oh, you need to leave now. Okay,
yeah.
I see.
Dan, somebody wants to possibly buy your apartment. Please
fuck
leave.
Fuck you, go away. I'm asleep.
Yeah, like, I wouldn't appreciate that.
Is it true if I use a coupon, I'll get 40% off?
Only if it's a doorbuster.
I've never, ever done Black Friday, yes. And I know I will never need to do it either.
I mistakenly did it in 2010.
What was your intended purchase? Like, what did you
Nothing.
Need?
Nothing. Well, okay. To back up, I was in Savannah at that point by myself and my boss and her mom.
Okay.
So we had gone out to a restaurant for Thanksgiving because being a B&B, we didn't want to have to cook Thanksgiving because then people assume we're going to feed them.
Right.
So instead we went out to dinner. So the next day was just another day in our world. I finished work and was bored, so decided to go to the mall.
Oh, no, I mean Black Friday as in doorbuster.
No, I did not do doorbuster, but I did Black Friday at like 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Oh, that's reasonable. That's...
I was like, was it dead?
No, it was packed. The only benefit, I had my Macy's card with me, and I got 40% off my Kenneth Cole winter jacket.
Nice.
Ooh.
Yeah, I don't understand.
But I don't know if it was worth... dealing with people.
But now you know what it looks like. You know what Black Friday looks like. Kind of, sort of.
Yeah, and I wouldn't get up early for it.
Because, I mean, what? There was the woman or family or something that got, like, tased or pepper sprayed over a video game or something last year. I'm trying to remember what
it
somebody...
happens every
I don't know if
year.
I heard
that
story.
There's people who are crazy every year, which I saw a
Actually,
thing.
Actually, there's
the...
people that are crazy every day.
Well, yeah, but really crazy. Then
it's been a really weird day.
It's been a really weird day.
Because I saw on like Facebook or somewhere that you know somebody made a picture that only I think the caption was only in America do we spend one day with our family and give thanks and then the next day go and beat the crap out of each other for, you know, the last video game.
Yeah.
So I can't get up and do doorbusters.
I've done it before, not for myself, but like I was out in California and my family, my cousins were like, oh, I want to go get this and want to go get this. Craig always does it. Because he'll get something, he'll pick like something and get it really super cheap, you know?
Yeah.
And yeah, I went a couple times and I remember standing in a Best Buy in Montclair, Minnesota, California, where, and it was back before they redesigned Best Buys. I mean, this is back early 2000s probably.
Yeah.
And the line went from the front of the store, kind of like Targets have the cashiers all along the front, this Best Buy had that,
mm-hmm.
all the way to the back of the store.
Was the line to check out?
For every single aisle. So it was just like, down every aisle was another line. And there were maybe like 7 or 8 or 9 of them. And I remember, that's all I did. We walked in and I stood in the line and they went and got their stuff. Because it was like, and
it's
I'm like
be
looking at
long.
CDs as I go by because I'm just standing in line.
Oh, that actually, that's a reasonable strategy.
Well, and that's what my folks do at the grocery store in preparation for the holidays is one stands in line and the other takes the cart and goes shopping.
This is genius. How did I never...
How have you never come up with this?
Or sometimes my mom will stand with the cart and my dad just runs and picks stuff up and takes as much as he can carry and then brings it back to her. And
yeah.
That was also how one year Santa magically brought us food for Christmas. Because while standing in line, they realized they forgot to go shopping.
Oh, nice.
So that started the Preble family tradition of Pringles.
snack, you get junk food, yay!
Snack packs of cereal and
please tell me
gum.
There were those little like...
Yeah, the little tiny like travel size ones.
Nice.
And we always have to do Yankee Swap because Mom wraps them and then...
Forgets which ones are which.
Well, she just kind of throws them in each of our bags. And I hate Raisin Bran, but for some reason, I usually end up with it. So I have to trade it for Frosted Mini Wheats or something palatable.
In their household, they fight over the Fruit Loops.
Oh, yeah. Lucky Charms.
Yeah. Oh, see, Lucky Charms you guys would probably fight over. We would fight over the Cocoa Puffs. I feel like that would be the one that Craig and I would throw down for. Mainly because I know that there is a box of Cocoa Puffs at our house right now that I opened the other day and went, ha ha, Craig's going to get mad because I opened it.
When my parents are eating my Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
As we speak.
Yeah.
Now, Adam, is it yours or is it theirs?
It's mine.
Well, do you eat their food?
I bought it with my money. Only when they invite me to.
Now,
usually I'm not home for meals. I'm out and about doing something.
So then when
something.
You go into the kitchen and like grab something, do you have specifically like a cupboard that's just Adam's food? Or do you grab like a sandwich out of the fridge? Because I would believe that that would be their food.
You have sandwiches just sitting in your fridge?
Awesome.
You have to make them. And we don't even have sandwiches.
Make sandwiches?
Wow, great.
We don't.
Well, there's Cocoa Puffs and some more Cocoa Puffs.
Are you going to make a Cocoa Puff sandwich? Ramen.
I'm a man. I don't make sandwiches.
Or like Breakfast Club. What was that, Captain Crunch?
Yeah.
If you're a man, what do you make? You do the Katie meal where it's like grab a couple pieces of salami, grab a couple pieces of cheese, grab a couple pieces of crackers. Yep, that's right.
It's just a meat and cheese plate. It's not a sandwich.
I know, but there's no plate involved. It's
meat
like,
and cheese hands.
It's the same components as being in a sandwich.
If you look over at my computer, you can see an open container of crackers still sitting there from last night when I was snacking on crackers.
There you go.
Because it's that, and I had an open thing of peanut butter, and it was just
there you go.
The simple meal.
So I have a
Dan
question
didn't
for
steal
people.
Anybody's food.
Yes.
With Black Friday, Does anybody ever know what they're shopping for? Because I've never gotten a gift, you know, a wish list before that, because everyone always insists that they can't think about Christmas until afterwards.
Well, it's not that.
How would I know what to buy?
It's indiscriminate buying based on low prices. So you could buy, hypothetically, 16 gigabyte flash drives for next to nothing. And those, that could be a reasonable stocking stuffer for somebody. Something like, you get generic, but low priced.
But then what about the moms that go nuts over, I guess this year they're going to go nuts over Furbies again, or the Tickle Me Elmos. And maybe it would be different if I had children.
The return of Tickle Me Elmo.
Because like, I feel they like hear for that children, that's the hot toy that year.
They're trying to preempt, Mommy, I want that. They're trying to jump.
Well, they're
the
not going
to
preempt it because the kid won't know Mommy bought it.
I know, but they're just trying to find the hot item, and there it is. There they go.
I mean, it's like Beanie Babies. Why were they even popular? It's because everybody wanted them. Because
they were collector's items.
Right. I mean, like, that's what the same the toy is every year or whatever that people go crazy for. But, like, my brother has done where my mom's like, you want an Xbox? Well, I can only afford it if it's, like, that price that it is on Black Friday. And if you're going to get up and you're going to stand in line for it, I'll give you the money for the Xbox. Like, and it'll be, that'll be your Christmas present. Craig's done that a couple times.
Huh. My my friend Spencer, he's purchased TVs, I know, on Black Friday, just on the cheap, like just looking at the circulars in advance and seeing what the deals are and trying to get a hold of it before
it completely sells out.
Yeah, sometimes it's just
you're getting
for yourself because it's a good deal.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that's
or you're like, this
statistic.
Is what the family gift for the year is going to be.
Yeah.
P.S. We got ours today. Apparently, there's a new printer at home.
Ooh.
That actually, get this, it actually prints.
Oh, I love our printer at home.
Does it scan?
I really hope so, but I'm not sure. Seriously, if I don't have to unplug my computer that doesn't have a battery and reboot it up downstairs to manually plug it into the printer to print on a 10-year-old printer, I'm going to be happy. If I don't have to do that, I don't care if it has a scanner.
Our printer has Wi-Fi, so I can be sitting in my room in the basement and on the other side of the house and print something.
Yes.
Pages and pages, and it will print on the other side of the house.
We used to have that.
Oh, it's so awesome.
Until Xfinity came into our lives. Xfinity took away our Apple, whatever the Mac router is.
Airport.
Okay, so when we had Airport, we had our, like, that router plugged into the internet, and then our printer printed. So if you were on the Wi-Fi network, you could automatically print.
Yeah.
Well, with Xfinity, now our router is the Xfinity box or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's stupid.
So then we couldn't use the printer. Yeah, the printer wouldn't connect to the Wi-Fi through the Xfinity box. So, and then I, you know, ceased to have a battery on my laptop. So I've just stopped printing things for like the last 9 months. So yes, we will go back to, because I think it's worse when you have something like that and then it's taken away.
Yeah.
The Wi-Fi printing is taken away.
See, that's why I set up a Wi-Fi network for Moira and Wheels, so that if they so chose, they could, but it's not like, I think they have one Wi-Fi device, and that's their Blu-ray player.
Oh, see, everything in our house is Wi-Fi. So the Wi-Fi works, except for when Xfinity decides not to work.
I know the whole Wi-Fi setup thing.
So apparently we got a new router today, so we don't have to go through the Xfinity box, which is good.
So you got
it'll
two
just knock
Christmas
out.
Presents.
Yeah.
It's true. We did get two Christmas presents. So they were household. So I'm very, and I know Craig did it because he texted me to ask what my computer password was. So he was being a very nice brother and setting it up on my computer. Already.
Oh,
can we get a soundbite of that? Craig
was a nice brother. Ah. Everybody mark the calendar. November 13th, 2012.
We'll have to put that through the lie detector just to be safe.
Yeah, I know. I know. Or it might, I may have thought that he was nice and I get home and none of that was done.
Yeah, and then your computer's on fire or something.
Or milk was spilled on it. He did that once.
But speaking of Crackle, like 20 minutes ago.
I think it was more like 35.
Yeah.
No, we're that'd be 17 minutes ago.
Ah, I see. All right. Well,
keeping track.
Well, we'll just check into that. We'll edit it down. But yeah.
Now 18.
I discovered a a pretty awesome thing recently. It's called From the Basement, and it's this fantastic series of awesome bands doing in-studio performances. And they have a really impressive library of bands who have done this. And the recording that first caught my eye was like a dialed-down version of Crazy by Gnarls Barkley.
Saw it.
And, oh, it's so good.
I'm trying to think of a couple of the other people who have been on there, because I know, I think, was it either the White Stripes or Jack White?
Both.
Did both.
Both and the Raconteurs.
Yep.
And Andrew Bird and...
Radiohead? Or Radiohead. Tom York. One of the two.
Tom York and Radiohead.
Ah, see? There you go. I know this stuff.
And yeah, lots of other really awesome bands have been on this. Beck was on it. Yeah, it just lots of really amazing groups that all performed in this really nice, just intimate setting. And
so is it just the audio or... is it also video?
It's audio and video. It's actually shot in HD, and if your computer can do 3D, apparently it also runs in 3D too.
So wow. It's a step up from the Studio C performances.
Yeah, I was going to say, so it would be like comparable to the Studio C on the Cities 97.
Yeah, and it's really cool, and it's by, I forget the producer's name, but he's worked on a lot of really awesome stuff. But the goal of this... series is to just create the most intimate and comfortable setting for the musicians to just perform at their best and give a really awesome performance. So, and from what I've seen, they absolutely succeed in that. It's super casual. It's really
so
that sounds cool.
Fun. So you say, speaking of Crackle, is it available on Crackle?
Yes.
Okay. I've been to the website itself, and I hadn't been to the Crackle. I haven't seen it through Crackle, so I was confused for a moment. So
yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. There. It is on Crackle. I mean, From the Basement does have their own site where they have videos that you can watch on their site, but then on Crackle, they have the actual series. Whoop. Just bump my mic. But they have the actual series where they're in the process of releasing a new series. And I think they're doing like one episode every month or so. And I think they have one coming up just in a couple days or yesterday. This is going to be released on Friday. So yesterday they will have come out with another one, because I think they had another one set to release on the 15th. But yeah, it's just... it's really great. Lots of great bands. And so, yeah.
So wait, speaking of, you know, acoustic, small atmosphere band recordings.
Yeah.
Did the Cities 97 drop today?
No. I know that they were pre-releasing an exclusive, if you were on their email blast list.
Yeah, whatever their list thing is called.
I guess I thought I heard last week that it was dropping on.
It's dropping soon, but...
not yet.
Gotcha.
I'll be posting an article about From the Basement pretty soon here, too, if very you want to... cool.
Now,
so
Adam,
you can,
how
you
does...
you can catch a link to
how does
them.
From the Basement...
found it.
...compare to the toned-down lullabies that we were talking about a few weeks ago at dinner?
Refresh my memory.
There is a CD series out where this guy tones down classic rock and other genres into lullabies.
Oh.
So the hard rockin' dad can still listen to Enter Sandman, but can play it for his child.
Oh, yeah.
And it's very chilled out.
Well, it's not all chilled out. I mean, specifically the Gnarls Barkley version, mm-hmm. they slowed the tempo way down, and they really simplified the backtrack of it, and so it's just basically CeeLo Green putting his soulful voice out there and just yeah, it's great. Yeah.
So Katie, to interrupt, producer Katie helped out City Sampler on Thursday. So
see, I'm not crazy.
Yeah, it's this week.
So if you're listening to this, it came out yesterday.
Right.
So too bad.
Yep.
You weren't in line.
Get on the Hennepin County Library order list.
I hopped on to the Crackle app, and From the Basement has 3 seasons so far. Each of them 6 episodes deep. Each episode is about 50 minutes long. And there is an impressive list. Beck, Sonic Youth, PJ Harvey, Damien Rice, Eels, Tom York, and White Denim, Gnarls Barkley, Radiohead, Michael Byrd, Queens of the Stone Age, Iggy and the Stooges, and on and on. It's definitely worth checking out. And something that isn't connected to Crackle, but of the same caliber, I would say, or interesting caliber, would be BigUglyYellowCouch.com.
Oh, yeah.
Which is actually how Adam and I discovered
Young the Giant.
And it's just a number of performances, but it always takes place on the same couch in this apartment or studio in New York. And it's bands playing as they can in this small living room-like space. And it's newer artists kind of, you know, making their way through the ranks. And it sounds really great when they reduce a lot of these songs to, you know, not studio, like, tuned perfectly. Yeah. It has imperfections.
Super produced, yeah.
But it's that nice intimate feeling.
Yeah.
Do we drop the auto-tune?
Yes. Well.
When applicable. Some people use it for effect.
Yeah. And that's the really nice thing about these kind of performances is that it really showcases the musicianship of these bands too. Because like another one that just popped into my head from the Basement is the performance that Fleet Foxes did. And it was just amazing to hear them doing their crazy 4-part harmonies, and they're just doing it, and there's no vocal assist or anything like that. You can hear the individual voices, but they all just blend beautifully. And yeah, it's just really cool to see how fantastic these groups are. But
so we've been talking for a bit, and I feel bad because Katie, we never got to you and asked about what you're watching. So in the few moments that we have before we switch over to the game, what have you been streaming, watching, listening to, etc.? Just to quick get that side of the coin.
Well, I feel like, you know, I haven't changed. I'm still doing ABC.com and Hulu and Netflix and Pandora. I listen to Pandora a lot. but I have a funny story from yesterday that I need to share that I think is applicable. So Craig has a Google TV. And I was trying to watch last week's Castle before it came on live last night at 9 o'clock Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm trying to watch it, and I know that if I watch it on my computer off abc.com, it'll be about 45 minutes, and it's like 8:15, so I'm like, I barely have enough time.
Mm-hmm.
Craig's like, no, let's go watch it DVR on the Xfinity downstairs. Okay, so I go downstairs, we turn that on. No, can't do that because the Xfinity is doing 2 things at once. Already, it's already recording 2 shows.
Oh.
So you have to stop
one of them.
Show in order to watch the DVR. So we're like, okay, Craig has a different box. We'll go into Craig's room and watch it there. So we get onto that Xfinity box. It tells us that it can't work. For some reason, it's like, I'm sorry, we can't do the function you want us to.
Nuts to you.
Exactly. So we're like, crap. So then we jump on because we're on a Google TV now. So now we jump on. We jump on ABC.com. ABC.com jumps up and says, sorry, we don't communicate with whatever platform you're using.
Right, right. It basically, it can't handle that kind of flash or whatever.
If we're not on speaking terms.
Yeah.
Exactly, right. We're not on speaking
we're
terms.
We're not BFFs.
So then we switch. So now, like, it's 8:30 or something. I'm like, I'm never going to watch this show in time. Even without commercials, like, I'm never going to get through it before it goes live at 9. Because in my Grams' room, we do not have Xfinity, which would mean that you cannot, like, start recording it and then go back.
Right.
When, you know, I can't let it go and then pick it up 10 minutes into the show and start from the beginning. So you realize how many different kinds of technology are coming into this.
Yeah, and they're all failing you.
And they're all failing us. P.S. I'm calling around. Every time we move rooms, I have to power down my laptop that has no battery and power it back up again.
Right.
And So then we're like, we switch shows. We go to Vegas, the new CBS show, because neither one of us watched it. So we jump on CBS.com. And probably their viewer wouldn't have worked either, but we got stopped before because they only have the last two episodes up. They don't have the pilot up. So if somebody wanted to start watching this show...
Yeah, they only do two at a
you
time.
You can't watch it. So then we're like searching the internet to try and find the pilot of Vegas. And seriously, we did this... I mean, I don't know how long he was doing it. I was doing something else on my laptop. But...
And CBS is just making its way onto Hulu, and so I told him to look new stuff there.
Right, so I told him to look on Hulu because I knew CBS was starting to put stuff on Hulu. Nope, wasn't there. So we start looking for bootleg copies, which we can only find if we pay for them. And finally, we're just like, forget it, we're going to watch Top Gear.
Pay for bootlegged
copies? I know, right? Like, why would you do that?
That's sketchier than anything else.
Why would you do that? So, and I think it doesn't even say, it just has a little, like... button with a dollar sign in it.
Oh.
And it was like,
nope.
That is so sketchy. But yeah, so that was all my ways that I was trying to stream Castle before it started at 9. And I epically failed on like many, many, many levels.
So
and ended up watching it on my laptop several hours later.
I'm impressed.
See,
really.
Actually, I was going to ask, why didn't you just watch on your laptop because I mean, I know Craig said
Craig wanted to bond with me.
Well, he wanted to bond with you,
so we were
going to
watch something
didn't...
together while I worked on my graphic design stuff.
Oh, see, I just assumed that you'd give up quickly and use the laptop because, I mean...
Because the whole point was that I needed to work on my internship.
Oh.
So I was going to be an illustrator and stuff. Sorry. So I have a 17-inch, so I can have like a video up and be working on design stuff if it's just me.
Yeah.
But to share that with somebody else, you can't see the... They actually want to see the show.
True.
As opposed to me seeing like a third of it and then listening to it when I'm working.
Castle is not a show to just listen to.
It's not unless you don't have any time, and that's the only way that you can watch shows. I've had to drop like half of the stuff that I watch these days. Like I watch half of what I was watching last year because I just don't have any time.
Right, and you can't listen to them.
And I'm underwhelmed.
So I've
by
gotten
the
to the point that I have to listen to Castle. Like, I won't listen to NCIS. I've stopped watching NCIS LA. I don't know. There's a whole list, but yeah. So I failed to stream in like six different ways.
It'll be interesting to figure out where the Google TV was lacking in order to pick up abc.com's Flash player.
And it's been that way. It's always been that way because I've tried this and then I like maybe waited 6-9 months. I mean, it was a while ago. So, and it popped up with the same error message and I'm like, "What is your problem? I can't even watch it on my iPhone. Why can't we watch it on the
So I guess Google TV? It is strictly a Flash problem then. Because iPhones can't do Flash.
No, but I can.
Oh, you can.
Yes,
it's not like you said you can't.
No, I was specifically saying it wasn't a Flash issue because I can. I can.
Oh, you can. Okay, well, that makes it not and confusing. Maybe Craig just hasn't updated the firmware or something. I blame him.
But yeah, it was. That was
Craig Lewis's good points.
No, that wasn't that big of a deal.
No. Oh,
but you did default to Top Gear, I heard you say.
Yes,
so that's okay.
We did default
which
to
is
Top Gear.
Always a good choice.
And then after Top Gear was that new show with the smaller guy with the dark hair where he like Crash Course. That's what it is.
Oh, TV? With Richard Hammond.
Yeah, I couldn't remember his name.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
I was confused because small guy
other,
with dark hair.
The other
hair.
Guys are really tall with like gray, scraggly kind of crazy hair.
Well, yeah, they almost make fun of Richard Hammond for being short, but that taken out of context, because for whatever reason my brain went far away from Top Gear.
He went back to the mic check.
There are lots of shows that have short people with dark hair.
It's true.
Who are guys?
Yes, but anyway.
but this is a good time to transition to the game. But before we do that,
I would like to remind you all that we're on Stitcher. So get it. Stitcher is an award-winning provider of news and talk radio for your mobile phone. And Stitcher Smart Radio is the smarter way to listen to radio. That was a little more casual.
It was casual. It was also the short one this week, too.
Yes, it was. I haven't done the short one for a while, so
no.
Enjoy it. That wasn't really the short one. It was some weird mutated version of the short one, but it's okay.
That's okay. So
I said the words.
I did have an idea to start out for Movie Bluff, but before we start, a couple things we want to make sure that we're all up to par on. Everyone knows the trilogy rule?
Yes.
Yes?
No.
No. Okay, so anytime that a movie within a trilogy or series is brought up, any other movie or any other movie within that series or trilogy cannot be said for three movies.
So Star Wars
is you couldn't say A New Hope and then go Mark Hamill and then Empire Strikes Back.
Right.
You have to name three other movies or TV shows in between before you can say the next.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's the ruling on that is based on similar casts. So if it's
4 through 6, that's one chunk. 1 through 3 is another chunk.
Yeah. So
or like Bond movies, it's who was the Bond.
Yeah. It's based on Bond character.
Yeah.
Or Bond sex porno guy. Goldfinger.
Right. for your
another reason to listen to the mic check.
some Bond titles don't even have to be changed to fit that purpose.
It's true. And then otherwise, a reminder that it's movies and TV shows, so it's all good.
Fair game.
There. And then you can retread on things that have been listed before as long as they're in separate rounds, I guess would be the right word for it. So like you could say The Life Aquatic with Steve Zissou twice as long as it's in two different points. We switch directions every time. What am I missing?
If we run into speed bumps, we'll take care of them.
Yes.
I think you got everything.
And then we try to speed things up at the last, when it's down to one-on-one. So if it does, we will say, okay, you have like 45 seconds-ish just to keep us not like, and just not doing anything. It's like, you don't know. Don't know.
Even if I sit here going, it's right on the tip of my tongue. It's right on the tip of my tongue.
Well, if it's on the tip of your tongue, that's closer than just like.
You should know that I never
like,
get it, though.
But if you like don't know and you just sit there and you struggle, it's like you don't know.
Yeah.
But I did have a good starter for this one.
Oh.
Because during the another reference to the mic check, I had mentioned Back to the Future, and I thought would be fun to start. I know I've done this before, but this is always a good starter. Is Christopher Lloyd movie to you, Mayanna?
I have no freaking clue. You know I'm terrible at this game.
You could just say that.
Can I say Back to the Future?
You certainly can.
Yes, you can.
Yeah, you can.
Well, I thought that was.
I didn't technically use that as part
of my. Okay, then it's going.
He was giving you a softball.
Oh, well, then we're going with Back to the Future.
It was a koosh ball.
And then you have to say either cast or movie.
Foam ball?
Cast.
Back to the Future cast.
Michael J. Fox. Movie/TV show.
There you go. Okay.
True.
Michael J.
See
Fox.
See what you're going for there?
Mm-hmm.
For two of them.
Should I go this way again? I sort of want to, but I'm...
I say just do it.
I'm going to say Spin City anyway. And cast.
Charlie Sheen. Movie. Or TV show.
TV show.
Two and a Half Men.
Oh, damn it.
Depends on how she spins
cast.
This. Cast. There's
hold on.
Oh, original.
Dang it.
It's open to the entire.
You can't specify like that.
Aha.
Fine.
Nah.
Yeah, so just Two and a Half Men.
Now
you
just have to remember that guy's name.
Or the slew of people who've been on that show. That has had so many guest stars at this point.
Oh yeah, the guest stars, I suppose, yeah.
But you have to have seen Two and a Half Men to know who those guest stars are.
This person has not. Oh my gosh. Demi Moore and the young guy.
Who's constantly in the news with his new girlfriend.
You can think of
likes
Demi
Nikon
Moore,
cameras.
But
he doesn't know who the Allstate guy is, but he knows that he has a new girlfriend.
I read the news to watch for tech information, and that's what's considered news these days, which is bullshit.
This guy also likes Nikon cameras.
No, I do entertainment as well to watch for movies
and TV
stuff.
I know who he is. I just can't think of his name, because that always happens in this game. Like, rewind it back, and Katie can picture... I could... tell you everything about his facial features and
what
he's
been in. Talk it out. Without, giving
Brittany Muir Brittany Murphy was in that movie with her. Wisconsin!
It does also make it entertaining for people listening. It's like, God damn it.
It's this person. Michael? No, it's not his first name.
Nope.
Thank you. Oh my God.
Oh yeah, that's the other thing that's technically kind of a rule, but not, is if somebody's struggling and they say, is it blank? People who aren't saying, is it blank? You're not supposed to help them because everyone's trying to get that point.
Yeah.
It's always kind of weird. It's like, yes, he's like let them figure it out.
Yeah.
What you got?
Nothing. I got nothing. This is freaking ridiculous.
So no one else from the cast?
Can I think of anyone that's...
I bet you could take a stab in the dark.
I know. I was like, just pick one. Ashton Kutcher! Ashton Kutcher! Movie!
See, I just had to take your mind off of it, and there it was.
Thank you.
That was weird.
It's when you don't try to think about it, that's when you think about it. So as soon as you give up, that's when you think of who it was.
Yeah.
That's
because exactly you know. Right. I knew who it
all
was.
Right, so Ashton. So right.
That's the weird thing about this game. Let's see. Ashton Kutcher. Rhymes with Smashed and Schmoocher.
Also a guest star on Two and a Half Men.
Yes. Yes, that we have established. So, here's my answer to that one.
He stalls a lot.
Yeah, he does. He really does.
That 70s show cast.
Okay, Topher Grace. And I will say cast as well.
Mila Kunis. Movie or TV show?
Oh. Oh.
Oh.
Not where I thought you were going to go with that.
Could we add music video to this?
No. No.
That wouldn't help me.
She's been in a lot recently.
I know. Oh and my God, famously. I'm so bad at this game.
You can at least picture who she is, right?
I know. I'm trying to think of exactly, like, nail it down, because I feel like she's had a lot of similar roles. So they're all kind of blurred together.
Yeah. call back to the mic check again.
Cold finger.
That's what it needed.
Producer Katie is just rolling right now. Like, please stop. Can't take it.
She's the man. The man with the frozen touch. I'm done.
All right.
I'm done.
Anyway,
Mila. I think she was just named, like, sexiest something or other by some publication.
Mila Kunis?
Yeah.
Well, she's been on Maxim's list multiple times.
I don't know. Again, it's one of those... And they mix in this celebrity gossip crap with...
For goodness sake, I have no idea.
Well,
bluff. Call your bluff.
Family Guy.
True.
I forget about that one.
All right, so that means Katie's out. Mayanna, technically by giving the Family Guy answer, your choice is now to put to Adam, cast, or another Mila Kunis. Esquire named Mila Kunis the sexiest woman. Producer Katie said Esquire did it.
Esquire named Mila Kunis the sexiest
that too.
Woman alive.
Just
to be clear.
So it's
Family Guy.
Cast or movie to Adam.
Cast.
Oh, well. Okay. Do I want to say that?
Yes, you do.
I guess. Seth MacFarlane, movie.
I will say Ted, cast.
Shit, wasn't Mila Kunis in that too?
She was in that, wasn't she? Dang it! That's the movie I was thinking of her in. Has it been three? No.
No, because it was Family Guy.
Not quite, no.
No, but it's...
Who was the guy?
Who was the guy?
Yeah.
I know who the guy was.
I know the Thunder song.
Oh.
Huh?
Okay.
From the movie.
Just figured it out, too?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I think so.
Because I know that I could have gone for the spike on this one. I want to see how far it can go first.
I'm calling your bluff.
Marky Mark of the Funky Bunch. Mark Wahlberg was in that one.
Really?
As the main character. The male.
That's right.
Wow. Human.
Human, yeah. The human lead.
So now it's down to the two
down
of us.
Down to the two of us. So I'm going to say Marky Mark. And I will say movie.
The Departed cast.
Who's the other guy in that?
Oh, there are a lot of guys in that.
I know, but I was... Isn't that one like based off him and his brothers?
No, different.
I wasn't
one.
Saying the movie.
I am going to go with... No, I won't. I'm going to say Jack Nicholson movie.
Okay, cool. Batman. The one from the 80s.
Yes.
Ooh. I'm glad I'm not in this round.
Cast.
That would be Keaton, comma Michael, comma movie.
Well played, sir.
Are you sure it's a comma instead of a dash?
Colon, semicolon.
Movie.
Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice. Cast.
Gina Davis movie.
Stuart Little cast.
Oh my God, do you guys remember last time I was on here? Gina Davis, Beetlejuice. Oh, that just reminded me. Never mind.
Thank you for that, Katie. okay. So I think it's technically been long enough this time, so I can say Michael J. Fox.
Definitely been
again.
Long enough. Yeah.
And I will say movie.
Homeward Bound movie. Saving it for later.
I will say Scrubs cast.
Oh, okay. Zach Braff movie.
Clone High cast.
Ooh, okay.
I'm glad I'm out.
Jeez. What should I say?
I couldn't think of my spike for that one, so I just kept going.
I do have options.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I just remembered it. Damn.
All right.
I thought of the soundtrack before I thought of the movie, so.
I was wondering why you didn't go that route.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't Garden State, since we're past. No, it was actually a different one.
But Mandy Moore movie,
Tangled cast.
Okay. Ooh.
Yep.
Crap.
Yep.
Snap.
Pop. Thank
Who
you.
Who the heck else was in Tangled?
And I can keep going.
I don't know if you should be proud of that.
Oh, no, because I know his other work.
Oh.
Tangled was awesome. I just need to think of...
Glenn Keane character designed.
I know, but that doesn't help me in this particular circumstance.
Was Brad Bird involved with that, too? No, he was... That's Pixar.
Yeah.
He stayed with Pixar.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure if he...
You mean Ben Burt?
No, Brad Bird.
Oh, okay.
But he's Pixar.
I was thinking of the Star Wars sound effect guy.
No. This is director, famous director.
Who also did WALL-E. I'm stalling. Pardon me.
I believe your 45 seconds are up.
Probably. Crap. You're bluffing.
I believe his name is Zachary Levi. Star of NBC's Chuck.
Producer Katie.
I'm looking at it. I forgot kind of because he stalled so long.
Tangled Zachary Levi.
Okay.
With the smolder.
Yeah. In the billiard hall.
With the frying pan.
And the chameleon.
Yes.
And the horse named Maximus. God, I love that horse.
So I got that first point. Katie, you were out first.
Wait. Katie Shea, was he in it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, he was.
Yeah,
I didn't hear you.
Yes.
Sorry.
So, Katie, you were out first, so you start, and it goes to Mayanna. So think of a movie, actor, actress, TV show that is
Be
a
nice.
Koosh slash softball.
I'm going to go Lion King cast.
I'm going the easy route. Jonathan Taylor Thomas. Movie or TV show?
Home Improvement. Movie.
Another Jonathan Taylor Thomas?
Yes.
Production?
Yes.
Production.
Because I want to know if it'll go the way that I want it to go. It won't, but I want it to.
Was he the kid from...
Probably.
Possibly.
Blank Check movie.
I don't think so. Producer Katie?
No, you have to officially call his bluff before.
Yeah, you can't just go...
Oh.
Are you calling his bluff or are you just saying...
But it...
It is up
is
to you.
Is it to me?
It is to you. So it's either...
I call your bluff.
Oh, boy. Okay.
And he is wrong. No, it wasn't him.
Yeah, I was like, Craig and I watched Blank Check way too many times.
I love that movie. No, but...
Mr. McIntosh.
Oh, man.
God, but I can't think of the name. The guy who was in Fern Gully, who was the... I don't know if it was a Komodo dragon. The guy who was also a rapper.
Oh, yeah.
What was that guy's name?
Oh,
I don't know.
He was a henchman.
Right.
Though... Wasn't the limo driver turned out to be somebody, too?
Mm-hmm. I can't remember.
He was like Chris Farley's brother or something.
Yeah. I mean, it's been too long. I know that he was somebody, but I don't know.
Yes.
Who he was.
So...
Is Jonathan Taylor Thomas movie to Katie?
Yes. Since Adam did get it wrong. Tone Loke, yes. Since Adam did get it wrong, it is Jonathan Taylor Thomas movie to you, me. Katie. Something. Possibly. He did have a career.
Ooh. I know.
He didn't do other things. He was only in Lion King and Home Improvement.
He only did those two things, okay?
This is
And
not
had
fair.
Lots of posters.
Like, I can picture the cone? Other movie that I'm thinking of, but I don't remember which one it is.
I can picture its cover.
One. I know, that's the problem, but what's
I've
the title?
Two. I've got two.
Okay, he has... He was...
Calm down, everyone. Calm down. It's just Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Oh! Tom and Huck!
Lock it in.
Movie.
So that means it's another Jonathan Taylor
yeah,
Thomas...
Yeah, I won't try and tell you to... Do the cast.
I could have done the cast.
Oh. I was trying to be nice.
No, I share a birthday with one of them. Thank you, Disney Adventure Magazine.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
The only comic book I had ever read up until reading Dave's comics.
So, Jonathan Taylor Thomas movie.
Yes.
And you can't say Home Improvement, Lion King, or Huck.
Tom and Huck.
Good luck.
It's Chuck. A white background. He, I believe, has an Indian feather in his hat.
I know what movie you're talking about because that's my other one.
Oh, what is it?
Oh, holy crap.
And I
can name other people in the cast.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh.
Yep.
No way. Damn it.
And I think somebody gets hit with a blow dart.
And Return to Innocence is in
oh,
the
yes.
movie.
Yes.
Oh, man.
No,
Pure
I'm still
Moods
lost.
Volume 2.
I believe somebody shoots somebody's white cat with a blow dart in that. Possibly. I might
People
just...
being stuffed in lockers.
No. Maybe.
What?
I don't know.
You just
know
be quiet.
Yeah, you
I still don't know what movie we're talking about. I'll be honest.
What do you got?
I'm going to, I know it's wrong, but Indian in the Cupboard.
I know it's the wrong guy.
I know.
And then...
Movie.
You're wrong.
I know.
It was Man of the House.
Oh, can I see the cover?
With Chevy Chase.
That's right.
The guy from Cheers. And the guy who's always a supporting
character.
Something or other.
The blowgun dart one was actually in Jungle to Jungle.
Oh.
Yes.
And that wasn't Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Jungle to Jungle.
That was my little aha.
That would have been if we kept with the Tim Allen, not Jonathan Taylor Thomas track.
Yeah.
Man of the House.
No, they're... Oh, I guess I'm thinking of Jungle to Jungle's
you
cover.
You are thinking of Jungle to Jungle. They came out at relatively the same time, if you want to see it too.
Was he,
oh, wow.
Was he in Jungle to Jungle?
It was Disney,
no,
which
he
I did
definitely
not know.
Was not in Jungle to Jungle.
Both of them were
no,
Disney.
No, Jungle to Jungle, that was actually somebody who was famous too, and I...
That's not Jonathan Lipnicki, is it?
Wait. What was the movie with
Tim Allen?
No.
Because Tim Allen was in Jungle to Jungle.
Yeah. Thank you for that.
Return to Innocence was Jungle to Jungle, too.
No, Return to Innocence was also in...
Man of the House.
Was it
Man
in
of
both?
Yeah, it was.
Pure Moods Volume 2. Oh, yeah.
Sam Huntington was in Jungle to Jungle. He was... He was what's-his-name in Superman Returns...
Can I see the cover?
What's the name of the schmucky kid who takes pictures at the Daily?
Jimmy Olsen.
Jimmy Olsen.
How do you
Thank
know
you.
That?
Because I'm on IMDb.
Oh. I'm cheater.
I was like, seriously?
Yeah, let me pull up Jungle to Jungle.
Katie's not allowed to play this game.
I can picture George of the Jungle's cover.
Yeah. No, okay. But what's that other movie with Richard Dreyfuss where he has to do a documentary but he does it in his backyard?
Something. I just had it and I lost it.
I swear that there's a different cover that I'm thinking of, but.
I have no idea what happened to the game.
Dan won.
I was like,
Dan
are we still won. Playing with the game?
And this actually is the movies. Perfect time to wrap up the show. So, Mayanna, since you were the last person who was playing in the round other than me, do you have anything to plug that's going on Friday or thereafter that you want people to know about?
No.
No? Plug yourself on Twitter?
T4YT4M on Twitter. And good luck finding me on Facebook, but I am on there.
We don't have people stalk that bad. So.
Oh, good.
So
it's okay. You can't
Twitter's
find me.
Twitter's safe.
Yeah. Feel free to follow me on Twitter. Various musings of media, life, life with my menagerie of animals, and my love for the Hennepin County Library System.
And I know that the Buffering Podcast retweeted your tweet today, so they can find you through that.
They can.
So, Katie, how about you? Friday thereafter, anything going on that you can plug?
I have something happening in 2 weeks.
2 weeks,
and
perfect.
And I will not, be on before then or again. I'm going to stop talking.
Okay. actually, I want you to continue talking.
I know what
so
I was
talking about. We're talking about.
So, December 2nd is a Sunday, and from 2 to 7 p.m., I'm going to be having a holiday handmade boutique at my house where me and several other of my jewelry making friends are going to be. See, it's funny because all these people are hearing it for the same time too.
First time, same time.
So we're all going to be displaying our wares for sale for Christmas and things like that. So I make jewelry, my friends make jewelry. My Grams is going to be displaying her gourds. There will be treats and apple cider, and We'll just have a great time. So stop by. I don't really want strangers coming to my house, so you have to know me in order to find out where I live.
Right. What if they message you on your Twitter to find
that
out more?
You can do that. You can find me through my Twitter, which is Best Bug. Dan knows it better than I do. I think, right? Is that it?
Yeah, it is. though you
or Facebook is a much better way to get a hold of me.
you did say December 2nd, but time frame as I'm writing this down myself.
Time frame 2 o'clock to 7 o'clock.
Thank you.
I thought of a bad pun. You're displaying wares that you can wear.
Ah,
yes. Boo. Indeed.
And now it has a tagline for the Facebook event.
Wears exactly. That you can wear.
Wears that you can wear. It might, that might make it on the flyer. Anyway, so I would love for anybody to stop by and say hey and check out. There will be many Bead Monkey Informer, Bead Monkey people
present,
displaying their jewelry and such. So far I've got, hold on, I've just started planning this. So we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I think I've got about 6 or 7 artists so
cool.
far.
Cool.
So hopefully there'll be more like 10, but it'll be a good time.
So it's kind of like an inside garage sale, but jewelry specific.
Yes.
To give it context.
And it, you know, won't be bottom bargain bin things that we're trying right. to get rid of. It's all handmade.
It's an art
artisan.
Fair in her house.
It's yes. an art fair in my house.
Perfect.
Excellent. So,
yeah.
As for me, you can find me on Twitter at @ADAMERDMANN. And you can find out what rubbish I've been listening to music-wise on Last.fm. My handle there is admin7. I don't think I have anything else to plug this week. Do I? Okay, yeah. Madness is happening at the end of November. We'll get more specific with dates. It'll probably be on a Tuesday night. So, Dan, what do you got?
I wrote stuff down because I'm being responsible tonight. First, I will be at Merlin's Rest on November 19th for the third Monday pub sing that they always do, 36th Ave and East Lake Street from 7 to 9 p.m. Basically, it's going into a pub and people speak with the coordinator and they list off some sort of Irish pub song or sea shanty or gospel music or something that they are going to lead. And so everyone else in this area of the pub will be given the chorus. And so the person sings and then everyone gets to do the rousing chorus or whatever chorus it is. And it's a good time, great food, good drinks. November 19th, Merlin's Rest, 7 to 9 p.m., 36th Ave and East Lake Street in Minneapolis. The other thing to plug, I am so
in for that, by the way.
I know, it sounds really fun.
Wheels and Moira are going to be there also this Monday because Emily's birthday gift to Wheels is going to be a tribute song. And then I'm going to be singing a song and I'm learning another song that I might do this month or next month. It's always the third Monday.
Okay, so it's a Monday night. Thank you.
Always a Monday night.
Cool.
So definitely check it out. The other thing I plugged before, I'm going to plug again. The British Aero Awards are going to be at the Walker Art Center from November 30th to December 30th. You can get tickets at walkerart.org. It's $10 unless you're a Walker Art Center member. It's $8 then. And it is a collection of TV advertisements from Europe that have won awards for being creative, funny, imaginative, basically just fantastic advertising. And it's just kind of a fun seating in the theater for a while thing. And I am going on the 4th, so I know we're taping on the 5th of December, and I will bring back a report. So that's all that I have, other than that you can find me on Twitter at Dan L. Whalen, W-H-E-L-A-N. So thank you, Mayanna. Thank you, Katie, for being on episode 60.
Woo!
And we will see everybody next week for episode 61.
Hooray!
Woo-hoo! Bye!
Bye!
Thank you, Katie and Mike. Bye-bye.